How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone. We are available on the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes. The list goes on and on. The most listened to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Saturday mornings, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And we're going to be doing a lot of talking in a moment after we head to our first break. When we return, I've got a fun announcement for everybody here today. Not a life-changing announcement or anything like that. Don't want people to get too excited, but I have a pretty fun announcement that we're going to be making right after the first commercial break regarding Royal Rumble week. Obviously, Royal Rumble is 1 week from tomorrow. And as a result, we've got something special planned for the week leading up to the Royal Rumble. And hey, if all goes well, we may have another surprise in the week leading up to WrestleMania. So we're going to be talking about that after the first break. In the meantime, there's a million things we can talk about here today, including the lineup for the Royal Rumble, which we already have. We can talk a little bit about Raw on Monday. A bunch of legends are returning to Raw, including, apparently, Kevin Nash. If you go to WWE.com, they're talking about all of the legends returning, and they mention the names that were mentioned last week. We've got Hulk Hogan, we've got Scott Hall. They don't mention Kevin Nash, however, Kevin Nash is there in the picture. So he's coming back. Obviously, he had been suspended of late due to an issue, a domestic, I don't know if I should call it a domestic violence issue. I'm not sure exactly what it was technically, but there was an issue with his son, and both of them ended up at the police station, and he was suspended for a while, but now he's back. So we'll talk about that, all of the other news, and take your phone calls as well. So stick around, everybody. Back in just a moment, Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, taking your phone calls at 855-478-4478. That is toll-free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. And fun announcement time, Mike. It is, with Royal Rumble coming up next Sunday, today is the first of 9 straight days of Wrestling Observer Live. That's right. We are here today, Saturday. We're going to be up tomorrow at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And then Monday through Friday, all next week, we are going to be live and free here on Sports Byline at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern for an hour. We'll take your phone calls. We'll talk about all of the news. We'll preview the Royal Rumble. Obviously, we'll have news coming out of Raw. Probably have news coming out of the SmackDown tapings. There's always a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll have guests on the show. But once again, all next week, Monday through Friday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Wrestling Observer Live every single weekday, 9 straight days leading up to the Royal Rumble. So get ready, everybody, for a lot of wrestling talk. Are you ready to go, Mike?
I am ready to go. You know what? It's a very exciting time of year, always wrapping around the Royal Rumble because it's the lead into WrestleMania and lots of things are always happening. So what a perfect week to start this thing.
That's right. Well, what a perfect time to start the phone calls. The phones are ringing like crazy, so let's get going. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan, what's going on?
I have a very bizarre story for you involving WWE developmental that I discovered while you assigned me that homework assignment last night.
A story involving developmental. Let's hear it.
Okay, the story is there's a wrestler that used to go by the name of the future, Brian Ladd, who was the person we were talking about last night.
Okay, this I cannot believe. Mike, you've got to confirm this for me. The future Brian Ladd. It cannot...
Is he the same man who predicts dreams?
Yeah, this cannot possibly be the same guy.
It's not. It's a different man.
It's a different guy.
Not related to Ernie Ladd, correct?
I have not been able to confirm this. Supposedly he changed his name once he got the developmental because WWE has you change your name to something else because they own the rights to it.
So he had another name and he changed his name to the future Brian Ladd.
That was his old name.
Oh, that was his old name. Wow. I wonder, this had to have been a play on the real Brian Ladd that we talked about last night on After Dark. He has dreams in which he predicts the future, this Brian Ladd fella.
Right, and you can go to YouTube and watch the future of Brian Ladd in action, actually.
Really? Ryan, did you hear last night that we had a caller say that you could do your own dream analysis instead of having to go to Brian Ladd?
I told my mom this, and she said that that would not be a good idea because that against my religion is what she told me.
I see. Ooh. Your mom said it would be against your religion.
Right.
Really? Well, I don't know what to tell you, but you know that Semper Vivi's down with this idea of having his dream, a dream prediction, or whatever you call it, from Brian Ladd. He's going to do this, Ryan.
I'm all for this.
Yeah.
I haven't finished the most bizarre part of this story yet, though.
Oh, there's more. Well, tell me.
In the future, he marries Cheryl Ladd?
No, it's a lot more tragic, actually.
Uh-oh. Do we want to talk about tragedy here on this show? Go ahead. Tell me the story.
Very early in the day, yes. I don't want
it is very early for tragedy, but I'll listen to part of it at least. Go ahead.
Okay, this man, he killed his girlfriend after he was released from WWE Developmental.
What?
With a knife.
Is this true?
His girlfriend with a knife.
Oh, wait, I remember this guy, yes. And he put the pictures on Facebook, or supposedly there were bloody pictures on Facebook.
Was that Brian Ladd?
That was about a year ago or so.
Right.
Really? Yeah, I remember that. Apparently, here's the deal. A lot of people have friended me on Facebook, and for a while, I just friended every single solitary person. I didn't even know who they were. If someone wanted to friend me, I just friended them. And I ended up with 5,000 friends, of which I knew maybe 100 of them. And one of them, I believe, was Brian Ladd, because I remember when that picture came up on my timeline.
Yeah, it was Brian McGee was his name. He was known as, I believe, D.T. Porter in Florida.
Really? That's the same guy? I didn't even know that. Wow. And I know what your tie-in is here, Ryan.
Because we were talking about a knife last night, and this guy, that's how he killed his girlfriend.
Well, that is extremely creepy, in fact. Well, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. Ryan is full of crazy investigations that he brings to this program, but I do vividly remember that, and that was, as they say, no buys that whole weekend. Terrible story there.
Hopefully this week of shows coming up is a little less macabre.
I sure hope so. That's a sobering way to wake up in the morning, but I remember that, and that was horrible. That was horrible. All right, everybody, if you want to give us a call with something more pleasant, 855-478-4478 is the phone number. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 855-478-4478. On Raw Monday, we have more names scheduled for the Raw reunion. We've got Ron Simmons, we have Jimmy Hart, and Billy Gunn has been added to the lineup. Mike, what do you think about that?
It would seem to make sense there. Obviously, the road dog, Jesse James, is still there working as a road agent. So to bring back the New Age Outlaws on a show like that would make complete sense to me.
Well, where's the road dog?
Oh, I thought he was working as a road agent.
I'm just saying, why hasn't he been announced as a special return name on Monday?
I don't know. Good question there. But, well, then again, it's not like they have to announce Bradshaw being there with Ron Simmons. So maybe we can get an APA New Age Outlaws match.
I hadn't thought of that.
I doubt it, but.
All right. Well, to the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. It's Rob from lovely Pittsburgh here.
Rob,
and
what's happening?
I wanted to talk about last night's New Japan TV show on Access TV.
That's right. New Japan debuted on Access TV. Believe it or not, I have not seen last night's episode yet. I saw the screener for episode 3. I know a lot of people were very confused because we really put over episode 3. And then some people watched episode 1 and said, I don't know what you were raving about. It wasn't that good. It's the wrong show. Episode 3 is the one we were raving about. How was episode 1 last night?
Oh, it was very good. The format was a little bit weird because they didn't really introduce both wrestlers and introduce New Japan, which I thought they would. But the commentary was some of the best I ever heard. Ranallo is in one show, I think he's already like maybe the best pro wrestling commentator I've ever heard. So that it was an amazing performance. They covered it just like a shoot fight, and I loved it. And I'd seen the match before, previously in Japan. On with Japanese commentary, and they made the match so much better, and they just, you know, they did a great job, and I really urge everyone to check it out.
Now, I don't know if you or Mike or anybody else knows this, but is Access replaying any of these shows? Nobody knows?
I have no idea.
Not sure, actually. I'd have to go back and double check. I hope that they do, because I was celebrating my son's birthday party over at my mother's house and had a bunch of people there, and it was a great celebration. But, you know, New Japan's coming on Access. Bellator was coming on Spike last night, and it's like, okay, we can at least get some action in. And unfortunately, the women took over the TV. They started watching Magic Mike, and they pushed us all away.
Magic Mike?
Can you believe this?
No, I don't believe this at all.
Shamed by all of this, but yes, we lost the TV because it comes down to Channing Tatum and women, and you're going to lose that battle every time.
Man. Well, did you at least set the DVR? And besides, if you would have shown the women Tanahashi, this may have all changed.
That's what I was saying.
Man.
They didn't believe me.
Well, anything else, caller?
No, that's it. Have a good one, guys, and thank you very much.
Well, thanks so much for the call. And as he noted, watch New Japan on Access, everybody. Every Friday night, it is airing head-to-head with TNA Impact on Destination America. And I don't even know what the viewership is for Access TV or the number of homes it's available in, but I know that I get Access TV and I don't get Destination America. So it's possible that more of you are able to watch New Japan than TNA on Destination America, but I'm not sure. So check out New Japan on Access. We are going to head to a break, everybody. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, talk more news, have more fun. Here's Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. David Bixenspan has got the update here. No replays of New Japan Pro Wrestling on Access, even on the same night. The only exception is Episode 3 is airing twice. Next week as a bonus at 10 Eastern, and the week after as the regular episode at 9 Eastern. So next week you do, in fact, get two shows in a row, Episode 2 and Episode 3. And then Episode 3 will be airing as Episode 3 in Week 3. So
boo,
there you go.
Boo Access TV.
Well, what can you do?
I know. I'm very happy that they've decided to do it. I'm very happy that they've taken it very seriously, and there's been crossover with the Inside MMA show, talking to Moro and Josh Barnett. But come on now. I'm sure you can take off one of the airings of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels and put on another episode of New Japan on Access.
Now, Mike, speaking of these shows, have you been do you have Destination America? Are you watching Impact?
I actually, I do not, because I cut the cord, so I do have go over to somebody's house to watch it, and I didn't get a chance to see this week's, but I did definitely see week one.
Well, I have not watched it yet, and I am going to try, but let me tell you something. This show airing on Friday is not in its own best interests. Because now we've got, I used to watch it on Thursday before the Thursday Brian and Vinny show, and we'd review it on the show. But now, since they've changed the date, Thursdays have become NXT and Lucha Underground night, which, by the way, between Lucha Underground and NXT this week, what an awesome evening of pro wrestling I had on Thursday night. SmackDown is now on Thursdays and didn't do a blowaway rating. The rating was up from the week before, but still did 2.6 million viewers, which they have done within the last several months on Friday nights, and I presume that that's going to grow after a while. It was the first night, so maybe they'll end up around 3 million or so. But Impact airing on Friday, it's just, it's going to be hard to get around to.
Oh, and it's a tough night. It's a really tough night. I mean, already talking, you know, Access. Now, obviously, that's not going to have as much of an impact, but Bellator is certainly going to have an impact on it. You have your entire week of WWE programming, and there's a lot of time there with Raw, SmackDown, NXT, all leading in that ends, and it's a night that people go out. I remember when SmackDown first went to Friday, I'm thinking, this is a great idea. You get kids who get to stay up a little bit later, and it'll be a great idea. That was obviously not the case. And Destination America putting this show on a Friday at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, where most of their fan base, again, is probably going out after the week and things like that, I think it's going to not serve them very well.
Somebody send me a screen cap. You know that they formed a new heel stable. If there's one thing that TNA likes, it's stables. and they have formed a new heel stable. It is Low-Key, Kenny King, MVP, and Samoa Joe, the BDC. And are you aware, Mike, of what the BDC stands for?
What does the BDC stand for?
The Beatdown Clan.
Kind of like the Wu-Tang Clan, except more beatdowns, I guess.
I believe so, but the point this person was making was, how can you say this without your tongue just naturally saying, Beatdown Clown?
Is that where Eric Young fits in?
Maybe he does. I don't see him in this graphic right here, but I don't know if that's the best name. I think that they will quickly become the Beatdown Clowns, and just kind of rolls off the tongue. Maybe that's the idea, since they're heels. They come out and everybody chants Beatdown Clown. Which begs the question why Crazy Steve isn't in this group.
What was Crazy Steve even doing on the first episode? Did they do that in the second episode? I'm wondering, where he just happens to be hanging out before he gets pie-faced by Tyrus and pushed away?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen episode two, but he very well may. He's there. He's lurking around, this Crazy Steve.
Tania Brooks?
Who?
That's, what was her name? Rebel. Was that her name?
Oh, yeah. I think she's still around.
I hope she is. That would do wonders, I believe, for me viewing Destination America.
Well, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, it's Chris in Vegas, and that was hilarious. The BBC.
I didn't make it up.
Not exactly intimidating. Not intimidating. I hadn't called recently, but I had to just happen to be watching the network last night, and I saw that they had the final chapter where Vince bought WCW, and I knew it was going to be crap, and boy, was it ever crap. I was curious as to say, you know, did it fail because of bad booking? No, it didn't fail because of that. They claimed it failed, one, because not a single superstar such as Flair or Goldberg or anybody else ever wanted to come over there. Then they actually
stop right there, Chris. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Wait, we've got to tackle these one at a time. They said that none of those guys wanted to come over?
Yes.
Well, you do realize that those guys eventually did come over, correct?
Yes, they did. They said that they wanted to pay it. They wanted their contracts, and they had zero interest in coming. And so they were going to sit on their butts at home and do nothing.
Yeah, they wanted their contracts because WWF would not pay them more than they were making to buy out those contracts.
And many of those men were making such sick money, you'd have to be a fool to not do that. Although, in the case of DDP, he just wanted to be seen.
Dude, the WWE, if you look at, I don't even know why I'm talking about this, death of WCW, everybody, if you want to buy it, but the Invasion pay-per-view, which didn't feature any of those guys, Ric Flair, Goldberg, any of those names, that pay-per-view did 775,000 buys. That pay-per-view itself would have paid to buy out all of those guys that they cried never came over.
Well, I got one more for you, because they actually talked about, not necessarily the buy rate, but they said the other reason was they presented it to the fans, and they said clearly the fans were not interested, therefore they had to kill the storyline.
That's a funny one. The show did 775,000 buys, and the fans weren't interested?
I was even one of those who bought that pay-per-view. I was interested.
This was the biggest non-WrestleMania pay-per-view buy rate of all time. And they didn't see any interest.
Well, you know, WCW just tried to put little old WWF out of business during that whole time. So, you know how those things go.
People have been asking me to watch the Monday Night War series, and I will not watch it. I will get agitated. I will get annoyed. I mean, I know what it is. History is written by the winners, and WWF won, and so they're going to tell the story the way they want the story told. And to be fair, I've talked to a million guys in WWF and WCW who were working during the Monday Night War, and most of them had no idea what was going on the other channel, and they had no idea what was going on business-wise because they were too busy working. And I'm sure that there is a part of Vince McMahon who believes some of the BS that is spouted on that Monday Night War documentary. But that's not the story. That's not what really happened. That's not the truth of the matter. And if you want the truth, everybody, you can read Death of WCW.
True.
15th
True.
Anniversary edition.
Oh. That's right. I don't need to waste my time watching this.
I shouldn't even watch it. I was just curious what they would say. And they even put that. Even took a buddy at shout out to your buddy Lance Storm.
Really?
Yes, because Art said that all they had was the boring B team wrestlers, and whose picture did they put up there? Lance Storm.
Wow.
Oh yeah, one of the BT guys. They have doing their announcing now on Monday nights, and Booker T apparently. So
Yeah, and a B team guy that's now the head of developmental in Bill DeMott.
Yeah, and the B team. Right.
They make fun of Lance Storm, and they've got Bill DeMott training in NXT.
Well, it's like the B-team yep. guy, Lance Storm. Remember, it was Vince McMahon's choice because of how he looked to put Buff Bagwell in that death match against Booker T. So what does that tell you?
Fuming over here.
I
Yeah, good call, Vince, with Booker T and Buff Bagwell. That was a good one.
So, okay. I just thought I'd share all that, and I got your dander up. So
yeah, thanks for getting me agitated, Chris.
No, I'm angry.
All right. Thank you a lot. Thank you very much for the call. Man, oh man. How
it's
stupid.
It's insulting too for those of us who actually, you know, grew up in the 80s watching, you know, Crockett and watching Georgia, and we watched everything obviously, but you know, as it came along and obviously it's WWE, so there's always going to be revisionist history. As you said, history is written by the winners, but they don't have to be so obnoxious about it. But I guess I'm wrong. Maybe they do.
Why not just tell the truth? You screwed it up. Who cares?
Because that gets in the way of a good story. You know that.
But who cares if you screwed up? Like, you're doing... Well, I shouldn't say you're doing great, but I mean, you know what? As a business, they're doing pretty great.
Got
they're,
a lot of money in the bank.
They're a half-billion-dollar company. Who cares? You screwed up. Who cares? It's 10 years ago, for crying out loud. Let's go to the phones. A less agitating caller. No offense, Chris. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, it's Taylor from Indiana.
What's up, Taylor?
Daniel Bryan returned on SmackDown this week, and I noticed that he is changing his style a little bit. I'm not sure if it's because of the injury, but he seemed to remove the missile dropkick and the flying headbutt. He didn't do either of those moves, which were traditionally part of his matches. So I found that pretty interesting.
Was that the main difference that you saw in his matches?
Yes. Otherwise, it didn't look like he'd lost the beat. So.
All right. Well, listen, we got to head to a break, but when we come back, I will answer your question about why no diving headbutt and why no flying dropkick in that match. So stick around, and we'll be back in just a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Wrestling Observer Weekend, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And for the latest news and info in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you can always head to WrestlingObserver.com. We have daily news updates, 2 radio shows every single day, and a full archive of over 6,000 audio shows available for you to download the moment you sign up. As low as $9.99 a month, that's 3 times the amount of content as the WWE Network. If you listen to audio on the way to and from work, while you're working out, wherever you listen to audio, you'll never run out if you're a fan of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. So head up there to WrestlingObserver.com and sign up today. No better time as we are in WrestleMania Royal Rumble season now. And in fact, as noted, if you want an example of what it's like to be a subscriber, this is your lucky week, as we are here for 9 straight days on Wrestling Observer Live. We're back on Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, and then next week, Monday through Friday, leading up to the Royal Rumble, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every single day, all next week. Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be there for an hour talking news and pro wrestling. And then, of course, next Saturday and Sunday as well. So 9 straight days. And believe it or not, if you sign up to the website, you not only will be able to download those shows after we go live, but we'll have another show that day as well. 2 shows every single day at WrestlingObserver.com. So make sure you check that out. Want to mention before we go back to the phones at 855-478-4478 that Daniel Bryan did an interview recently. And he said that now that he is back from his injury, He is not going to be drastically changing his style, but he is going to be doing less top rope drop kicks. He's going to be doing less diving headbutts. He had an epiphany that, do I really need to do a drop kick off the top rope in every single match? So I believe his mindset now is to save his body. Some of the more high-impact stuff he's only going to do during big matches, pay-per-views, maybe a really big match on Raw, those sorts of things. But you probably will not be seeing the top rope drop kick and the diving headbutt in every single match. And really, that's probably for the better.
Yeah, that and, you know, he can actually take a couple dives between the ropes out of the way in normal Raw matches as well, too. It probably wouldn't hurt my feelings as well there. You know, you can probably speak on this better than anybody because you are a wrestler. You know, the diving headbutt, I don't know if people really realize how dangerous of a move that is for the person actually giving it. Concussions and things like that and accidents seem to happen a lot of times with that move, probably more than people realize.
Yes, you will be seeing the diving headbutt. You will be seeing the flying dropkick, but probably not in every single match. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
David from Tacoma, Washington.
Tacoma, Washington. What's up, David? David, by the way, are you aware in Tacoma that we're supposed to get 4 inches of rain today?
Yes, I am.
Dear God.
That's good. It'll just bust up Aaron Rodgers' leg even more. Go Seahawks.
That's what we need here, by the way, in Washington, is more rain. Go ahead, David.
I wish it was snow, but we got rain. But anyway, I was listening to one of your shows the other day, and they were asking about what are they doing with Dean Ambrose. And I was thinking they're trying to turn him into Tommy Dreamer when Tommy Dreamer started. How they're pumping him up, but making him lose all the time.
I see.
Every time. When Tommy Dreamer started, and he would always face Raven, and every match he would lose to Raven, just about.
Well, that did become his gimmick. I hate to say it, but I think they did it way better with Tommy Dreamer than they're doing it with Dean Ambrose right now.
That's what I think they're doing, too. They're just recycling it in. Yeah, Tommy Dreamer's was better, and they're just doing the same thing, and that's what I was just wanted to say.
Hey, you know what? You may be right. The only reason I somewhat doubt it is because I don't know if they know what they are doing necessarily with Dean Ambrose. I mean, you may be right. You may be right, but it may just be that, I don't know, you know what? I don't know why. Your guess is as good as any why he's losing all the time.
It'll be interesting to see what they have set up for him for WrestleMania as well, too, because obviously he's going to pay
probably
some
losing,
role, but there certainly has not been anything set up yet unless he's going to face off against that psychiatrist he was dealing with on Monday.
That's right. Anything else, David?
The other thing I was going to say is I think Vince, I was listening to another podcast, and Vince is basically like, I was listening to a movie podcast, and Vince is kind of like the Disney of the WWE of wrestling. If he can't beat a wrestling faction, he'll buy him out. Disney bought out Pixar and all these other things because Disney couldn't beat him. And then he finds a way to. That's what Vince does. He bought out WCW, and he bought out ECW. And if he doesn't deem them worthy, he just doesn't even think about them. Like TNA and ROH. He doesn't think they're good enough to buy him, so he thumbs his nose at them.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Somebody else a couple of days ago made a WWE Disney comparison. I can't remember where it was, but I think Vinny got very upset about that. He said, "What an insult to Walt Disney." But hey, there are comparisons.
Vince be cryogenically frozen as well?
That's right. You know what? If anybody is going to be cryogenically frozen in this business, it's probably going to be Vince McMahon.
See, they both tend to treat female characters not so good. Think about it. You know, Bambi's mother dies. It seems to be the woman dying. And I know there's a theory on that when it comes to Walt Disney, but, you know, Vince is not the...
What's the theory?
Well, that he and his brother, when they had finally started to make it, had bought his mother a house, and there was an explosion. I'd have to see exactly what it was, but there was an explosion that killed his mother, and that he never truly got over that. So to get sympathy, not as a direct thing, but everybody would indicate that getting sympathy in the movies, it would always be, you know, the mother getting shot, or, you know, Dumbo's mother being taken away, things like that, where the heat would kind of fall on the people killing the mother, and then there would be a redemption story coming up.
I mean, the mother dying, I mean, it's a very iconic storyline, so did he ever mention that publicly, like that's why he did it, or is that just a theory?
No, I don't think anybody, because it did, you know, obviously Walt Disney being a heavy hand and things like that, I don't think anybody had ever even dreamed to say that while he was alive, or to indicate that to him, but I know it's been floated around afterwards.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Gurasol from the board.
Gurasol?
Yeah.
Close enough. What's going on?
I thought you said it's your soul, like you were Grado.
It's my soul? My soul is not calling in. Go ahead.
Okay. I've noticed that in the past few days a certain video has popped up, and apparently somebody has taken a bunch of Roman Reigns promos and turned them into a Looney Tunes character.
I have heard this. I have not seen it, but I have heard it. It was all over my Twitter, I believe.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's like, it just makes him look like the worst.
Well, when you have a guy do a promo, and he's supposed to be a tough guy, legit athlete character, and he does a promo where he says, suffering succotash, well, if somebody makes a video to Looney Tunes, I'm afraid that you deserve it.
Yeah.
Is this an easy find on the internet? Would you like to direct people to where they can hear this?
Oh, sure. It's pretty easy. All you have to do is go to YouTube and search for Looney Reigns.
Looney Reigns.
Looney Reigns.
Looney Reigns. Well, that's easy.
And I think, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently the person who made this video and maybe the same guy who was, like, making, like, theme mashups for, like, the actual WWE YouTube channel, or someone with a similar name, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
How about
that? That's a weird coincidence.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call and alerting us to Looney Reigns. To be fair, everybody, Royal Rumble is a week from Sunday, and things may be slowly turning around. Hopefully quickly turning around.
Really?
But we've got the Rumble to WrestleMania period, and this is usually when they really start writing backwards, and some guys are going to return, and I'm sure at some point you're going to see Sting if he's actually doing that match with Triple H. So the long 3-month or 4-month period of poor Raw television hopefully is about to turn around. Hopefully starting this week. Who knows?
I tell you what, Monday would be a perfect time to bring Sting back, too, with all these other guys, and I'm sure you could have some sort of thing going on. I would try to push that sooner rather than later if I were them.
Here's another teaser for everybody. There may be the return of another somewhat legendary tag team in this business very, very soon. And if you really think about it, you can probably figure out who that might be. Perhaps here in the Royal Rumble. Are you excited for the Rumble, Mike?
Yeah, I am. I am. I always like the Royal Rumble every year. I wish there were more surprises, and apparently I think this year there's going to be, you know, some surprises of some kind. As much as I did get a kick out of the JBL thing last year, I'm probably in the minority, and I know in the past couple of years they brought back Diesel and Booker T and things like that. I hope they're able to bring back somebody. And again, the Honky Tonk Man was always a great example where they're able to keep it a little bit quieter and have that big surprise coming out. We'll see what happens as the names get announced, more and more of them get announced, and we'll see how many spots tend to be open. But I also wonder, I would assume at least, I don't know if I wonder, I would assume that Randy Orton would also probably be making a comeback in the Royal Rumble as well, considering he's been on house shows and things like that, but not back on TV yet.
I would very much expect that Randy Orton will be one of the surprises at the Royal Rumble, and yes, probably a couple of others as well. If everybody has been watching Main Event, no Main Event, at least for the time being, as a result of a contractual issue with Sky in the UK and the UK WWE Network. So, this coming Tuesday night, instead of main event, Santino Marella is going to be on, and he is going to be doing the old Royal Rumble pull the ball out of the tumbler gimmick, which we haven't seen in a while, and that's always fun. I don't know if anyone's... Pardon me, I'm about to sneeze, Mike. Carry the show here talking about the tumblers while I sneeze.
If you're about to sneeze, it must be the truth then, and anything with Santino Marella, I will take this as being entertaining. And again, this also goes back to when we were a lot younger at the beginning of the Royal Rumble. That whole ball gimmick, you know, the ping pong ball coming out of the mixer was a big deal. You know, who would get number one? Who would get number 30? And things like that. And I know a little of it's turned passe, but they haven't done it in so long. Bringing it back is not the worst idea in the world.
You know what I want somebody to do? Maybe Ryan from Cumberland would be good to do this right here. I want you to, somebody, watch the main event special with Santino and watch everybody pull all of the balls out of the tumbler. And I want you to record for me everybody's facial expression. Because normally somebody pulls the ball out of the tumbler and they either look very, very happy, which suggests they have a later number, or they look very, very sad, which means they've got like 1 through 5 or something like that. So somebody please record everybody's facial expressions, and that way after the Royal Rumble, we can go back and find out if, in fact, these people really drew a number, or at least they knew what number they were going in, and whether WWE changed it all around by Sunday. So, for example, maybe somebody looked horrified at their number, and then they end up coming out number 30. We'll have to track that. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The show is over, everybody, but fear not. This is the first of 9 straight days of Wrestling Observer Live. We are going to be back on Sunday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, and then, yes, as a special Royal Rumble preview week special, or something like that. All next week, Monday through Friday, we will be here live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. List goes on and on. That is 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday, all next week. And, of course, that leads into our regular Wrestling Observer Weekend return, Saturdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. 9 straight days of this program, talking all of the news, taking your phone calls. We'll have some special guests appearing on the show. Mike will hopefully be here, maybe for some days, maybe for all the days. We will find out. But one way or another, we will be here. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be talking more about the Royal Rumble. Monday is Raw. Raw is the go-home show for the Royal Rumble, so we'll have a lot to talk about Tuesday. In terms of Raw, Monday obviously will be a Raw preview. Tuesday will be the Raw recap. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll take your calls, have some guests. It's going to be a good time. So that's all next week. And if things go well, maybe we'll do the same deal leading up to WrestleMania this year and have a good time doing that. So I want to thank Mike as always. Thanks all the callers and listeners here. Of course, producer Scott, everybody at Sports Byline USA. Back tomorrow for day 2 of 9. Here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.